Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, and with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com, that's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hi, Tom. I saw this little voice message thing on your website, and I thought I'd just give it a try. Don't know if you'll hear this, but just wanted to say thanks so much for doing the podcast. I've really enjoyed listening to it, and the How To Tuesday episodes are super helpful just for fishing tips and how to be on the road and work out. I've appreciated all that information. I had a question on just how you started the podcast. Do you have any story on what made you choose to do a podcast, and what kind of equipment did you use? What did you need to get? Just curious about that. So, yeah, I don't know how you can answer that question, but that's my question. Thanks.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the podcast today. This is How To Tuesday. I'm Tom Rowland, and I'm going to tell you how to start your own podcast. I learned how to start my own podcast the hard way. I just really, really like podcasts. I like listening to them on long drives. I listen to them when I'm running. I listen to them when I'm working in the yard or doing all kinds of stuff. If I have extra time, podcasts have been a great way to listen and learn a few things here or there. I hope that's what you're getting out of this podcast. If you are like me and you had the desire to start your own podcast, I'm going to tell you exactly how I did mine. First of all, I started out listening to other people's podcasts. If I liked the way they sounded, I checked out their gear. Some of these people have very nice show notes that tell you exactly what they were using. Others, you have to dig a little more. But I'm going to make it really super easy because I wanted it to be easy for me, and I had to dig quite a bit, and I had to go through a few things. My initial setup, I utilized a laptop computer. I utilized some software and also different microphones and separate headsets. This proved to be really, really difficult, and I often do the podcast by myself. I just sit down with one other person, and often it's in a remote location. And having to look down at the computer for me was just too much. And I lost a podcast. I went and I sat down with a gentleman. I wasted an hour and a half of his time, an hour and a half of my time. And it turns out that I ended up losing the podcast. So I decided I am going to go completely idiot-proof, and I'm going to do this in a way that I'm not going to ever lose another podcast. So here's the setup that I use. First of all, I got rid of the computer entirely. I don't use a computer at all in my setup. I bought a Zoom H6 recorder, which has four inputs, so I can have four headsets, four microphones on this particular setup that I have, and it's expandable to six. So I could have it as many as six people on the podcast if I wanted to. And so far, the most that I've had is four. So the H6 recorder, if you wanted to save a little bit of money, you could probably find these used on eBay or many other places. And this is the latest model, the H6. There was an H4, and I'm sure that some of those are available used. So you don't have to get the H6, but one of these handy recorders, the Zoom is the one that I went with. There are other models out there, other manufacturers out there. This works just fine for me. Then I ditched the microphones. I ditched the separate headsets, and I went together with a headset microphone. I chose the Audio-Technica. The one that I like is the BP-HS1 model, and I have four sets of these. If you were doing a solo podcast, all you need is one. If you're going to have just one guest, you need two of these, and that's it. I like the headset microphones because I can hear what the guest is saying. Easy for me to say. I can hear what the guest is saying, and I can also hear what I'm saying. No one has to fumble around with the mic, and you can move around as you would like. If you're using a standard studio microphone, I found that I needed to tell the guest constantly to stay close to the microphone. Otherwise, you're spending a lot of money for a microphone that's not getting use. So that's the headset I use, Audio-Technica BP-HS1, and the Zoom H6 recorder. You're going to need a very inexpensive splitter, which I will put in the show notes, and you'll need some SD cards. You'll need to sign up for a hosting account. I choose Libsyn as my hosting account. That way you will upload your podcast to Libsyn, and then it is distributed for you to all of the different destinations. I'd suggest that you have a website. The website is a place where you can host your podcast. You can send people there, and you can also grow your mailing list there. And I'd also suggest social media accounts. Then you set aside the time and you start to try to come up with the best guests that you possibly can and start talking. That's it. That's all there is to it. It's really amazing. I have really enjoyed the podcast so much. I find that it's just incredible to me that with this little bit of amount of equipment that somebody sitting at their kitchen table or in their car or wherever can have such a worldwide impact. When I look at my Libsyn account, this podcast is listened to in almost every country in the world. And we have only been going for, 30 weeks, 36 weeks or something like that. And it has been listened to in almost every country in the world. I'm astonished, humbled, and really just amazed that anyone can have that kind of reach. So if you have something that you want to say to the world, the podcast is a great way to do it. And if you want to have your own podcast, many of you have written me emails asking how I did this, what equipment I'm using. So here you go. I thought this would be a great How-To Tuesday. That's exactly it. I will have all of this information in the show notes. Not only that, but if you wanted to help the podcast, you could order it through the links, which are going to send you straight to Amazon, and you're going to buy it through Amazon, and Amazon's nice enough to offer an affiliate like us a small kickback, a small compensation for sending you people there. So if you want to help the podcast and you don't mind, buy it through there. That'd be a great help. I'd really appreciate it. But more importantly than that, if you have a desire to have a podcast, to put your message out there, to talk to the people that want to hear your point of view, do it, man. I think it's awesome. I'll listen to it. I'll be your first subscriber. Send me a text and or an email, podcast@saltwaterexperience.com. Let me know that you got this stuff and that you've started your podcast, and I'll be happy to listen to it. All right. So that's how you start your own podcast, or at least how I started mine. I'm sure there are lots of ways to start yours, probably better ways. But if you're looking to get out of the gate and have a very simple setup that you can use anywhere, this has worked well for me. All right, until next week. See you.